Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 9:06. It's the 9 o'clock stretch in progress. Come on. Oh, didn't that feel good?
You're going to hurt yourself.
I think I did.
I think I pulled a muscle.
I
heard a pop or something over there.
The time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We'll get you an update on day 33 of Epic Fury, the operation that is currently underway. Don't forget, the president speaks about that tonight at 9 o'clock. But right now, we have some awesome news to share. You know, there's death, doom and gloom going on in the world today, but we found a bright spot. I welcome Mark Swain from the Arc of Alachua County and Charisse Rivers from Zinnia Wealth Management. Good morning, you two.
Hello.
Good morning.
I guess we have a lot to celebrate. We've been doing this golf tournament for well over 20 years now. I can't even count. 28th annual. I've been involved for over 20 now, I think. And I got to tell you, it's been awesome every year. The people are generous. But Mark, I understand you have some information.
This year, because of Charisse Rivers and Zinnia Wealth Management.
And a few others.
We are doing better than we've ever done. And we haven't even started the golf tournament yet. And I'm proud to say, if you visit our website and hit donate, every cent will go toward specialized nursing services for our clients, which keeps some of our clients in the community and literally out of an institution. And I'm really proud this year. We're doing better than we ever have done, thanks to Zinnia Wealth Management, the Bob Rose Golf Show. Please go to the website, hit donate, and every cent we'll go to specialized nursing services.
It is arcalachua.org. That's A-R-C, arcalachua.org. It'll explain, you know, what they do, working with the developmentally disabled, living to their human potential. These are people that would have been institutionalized, you know, just a couple of decades ago.
Right, when I was a kid.
Yeah, but ARC came in and they saved the day every day for a lot of these people, a lot of these families. It's great work that they do. That's why I have proud to have my name associated with the work of the ARC. And then Charisse, you're asked all the time to do charitable type stuff, and that goes with the territory because you're hugely successful. So, you know, what made you decide that ARC of Alachua was something you wanted to help?
You know, I'm part of the Tim Tebow Foundation, and I was just talking to Tim this weekend. And that's not why I'm part of ARC, but it just rolls with what we do each and every day and what our mission is. And this mission is super strong. And Tim says it best. He's like, if you've been rescued, he's like, we've all been rescued, then you should be on the rescue team. And he says, everyone on this planet is here on purpose for a purpose. And I just love when he says that. And without the support and care of ARC, how do these families actually step into the world with confidence? Right. And so what I've learned from Tim over the years is like, show up, number one, mm-hmm. love bigger, and don't leave anybody behind.
Raise people up.
Yes. And so I love this mission as I love so many other missions. And it's more than just about the golf swing and getting out there and having fun. That's part of it, too. But the people who show up at this golf scramble each mm-hmm. and every year, it's amazing. I actually have not seen a golf scramble this big. Like it is so much fun.
Recognize this cup?
Yes.
You gave that to me, I don't know, 10 years ago.
I know.
The Gator cup that it's like my Baba.
At our very first ARC golf scramble.
Yes. It was the first time that you came out. Yes.
So I'm just honored to be part of this.
Zinnia Wealth Management, their key sponsor, Park Shore Pharmacon. Thank you. Here at the radio station, The Sky, we're very proud of our association. Look, we've got lunch provided from David's Barbecue. That's always awesome. And we have a hole-in-one. That's where I'll be at, the hole-in-one on number 8, like usual, and get to take my picture with all the fine folks who are golfing in this. And the folks from Southeast Car Agency, Bob Cousins, 2025 Mercedes CLA. That's what you could win.
Nice.
A $40,000 car.
I've been working on my skills, so I'm ready.
Well, yeah, you've been golfing. Well, I don't want to put you on the spot, but, you know, you've been...
That means he's going to.
You've been playing a little bit, huh?
Well, I got fourth in the Pro-Am at the Waste Management Open, so that was a huge honor.
Nice.
And again, Charisse, I love you, but was there a couple of holes where maybe you used a mulligan? I'm just asking.
No way.
I thought I saw video evidence.
No, I was playing with these guys that have been playing for years, and
why are you
they basically
red?
Run the show. So there was zero of that. So I was just, you know what? And they took a bunch of my drives. It was just shamble. So I had, you know, if you out of 18 holes, if you take 5 to 6 of my drives, I did my job.
Wow.
Yes, you did. I've got to say, you did. And mulligans are not only allowed at our golf tournament. Why? We love it because we use those as fundraisers. So,
well, given that I golf once a year, I do use them.
Yeah, you and I went golfing, and it was a really tough competition to see who was the worst. And I think it was a tie.
The king of swing.
From the entire golf course. They haven't been invited back, so I think we left them with an impression mark.
That's awesome. How many mulligans can we buy?
$5 each, 5 for $20. I'd imagine no more than 5 each. You're gonna do the mulligan thing?
Well, why wouldn't I?
Well, of course.
I want to try to come out and win.
Absolutely.
Team
Zinnia. And we got this super ticket concept that's easy. $40 each. You get a couple of mulligans, some raffle tickets, and all that. But I want to point out, we're full. We have golfers. We have our volunteers. Everything has fallen into place. And the only thing that we could do now is possibly raise a few more dollars for the Arc of Alachua County. So go to arcarcalachua.org and contribute, because as Mark pointed out, all the overhead, everything's already covered. So 100% of every dollar you can contribute will go directly to programs and nursing things that help these folks.
And it's so needed, and I really want to encourage it.
So please help out there. And for all the golfers, look, you know, Publix is coming through with stuff. Tri-Eagle Sales coming through with beer. We do a big live auction at the end, Wheelbarrow of Heaven. Mark Johnson, did you get enough for that? Enough liquor for that? Okay.
30 bottles.
Good
gracious.
There you go. No, for people that entertain a lot, I mean, it's a great value, and it goes to a great cause. So,
And you know what? It's just not going to the website and donating. There's other ways to donate, right? I'm bringing
Absolutely.
On my financial planning hat, but you can donate your stock, right? And not pay any taxes.
Oh.
You can have, if you have a donor advisor fund, you can donate that way. If you are 70 half and older and you have an IRA, you can donate those dollars and not pay taxes. So there's so many ways to donate. So it's just not about what's coming out of your piggy bank.
Thanks for pointing that out. There's some people that may not be aware of all those facts. And as usual, you bring the facts to the table, and we appreciate it. Mark Swain, what else do you want to impress on people about what the ARC does?
I just want to let everyone know how important people with developmental disabilities are. And if you know a person with a developmental disability, how close they touch your heart and how important they are to our society. They remind us about what really matters, and they matter, and they help us understand how much we matter also.
I cannot add to that. You nailed it. It's like you do this for a living.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long have you been at it?
I've been a CEO in the state of Florida for 18 years.
Wow. Well, thanks for your dedication. I know you don't do it to get rich, because that ain't happening.
It's very rewarding.
Well, there you go. In other ways, as Charisse would say, there's other ways
always
to reward. We're just very, very blessed that we have so many great sponsors that are involved, and so many people that have come back year after year. And we really appreciate all of them, and we're looking forward to a really fun time this year. And thanks to our host, Hawkstone Country Club.
Yes.
I mean, that course is
Beautiful
always in
course.
Impeccable shape.
That's in Hale Plantation.
Yes, it
yes.
is. We don't say that, the P word, anymore.
Okay, that's an oops. Oops.
It really is a gorgeous setting.
Yeah. Hey, and guess what else? You know, you guys, Sky Radio never gives themselves kudos. But to make this happen and do all this advertising, they sponsored their time
Absolutely.
And airtime. And so you guys are one of the largest sponsors of all. So we appreciate you guys just as much.
We're blessed to be in a situation to be able to do that. I'm blessed to be invited back every year, even when I get out of line on hole number 8. I appreciate it. Silence fills the silence. 9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. We've got a lot more to talk about, and we're going to talk to the Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson next on 97.3 The Sky.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. 9:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Happy April Fool's Day. Hopefully you didn't get fooled yet. President Trump is going to address the nation tonight at 9 o'clock. And, of course, a lot of it will be about Epic Fury, Operation Epic Fury, as we reach day 33. I've got plenty of information I'm going to share with you coming up. But first, I want to connect with our Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson. Good morning, Commish. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. Great to be here.
Hey, real quick, Mark Swain, the director of the ARC of Alachua County, had such praise for you. And we just talked to him minutes ago because we got the Bob Rose Golf Scramble that benefits the ARC. And he's just singing your praises. I think you were the Senate president, and you got some very important stuff done for the developmentally disabled. And I'm just giving that shout out from him to you, and also a thank you. We appreciate it.
Well, you know, that's an important group that does not get a lot of attention. And ARC throughout the state does an amazing job. We have several ARC centers here in my area, the state, more in central, west central Florida. And when you go and see, they're literally doing God's work and taking care of these children, mostly children and some adults, and well, adults too. It's both. And I was very, very proud to be able to put some resources in the budgets to build out some facilities, to also continue to develop staff, and they're doing amazing work. That is, it's really it's heartwarming. If you're listening and you have not ever went and been involved in any of these, you should go volunteer. You should see the good work that ARC is doing, and anywhere you're hearing this, there are ARC centers around the state. You should get involved, and this is a very worthy cause with groups of people that, in a lot of cases, can't do things for themselves.
Right. No, it's a wonderful organization. I'm so proud that we've been doing this golf tournament for well over 20 years now, and this year is going to be our best year yet, and we've done pretty well in the past, so we're very blessed by that. Let's move on to a hot topic. Let's talk about fire prevention.
Thank you for bringing that up, Bob. This is very important for everyone to hear. When you think of our normal season for our Florida Forest Service, and by the way, Rick Dolan and the team is doing an amazing job. But when you think about a normal year, we've responded to 2,500 fires. We have already responded to 1,500 fires this year because of the drought, because of the freezes, because of the winds that we've had. Some of them have gotten a little bigger than normal. It is very important for everyone listening, if you own a home or your work area, make sure you have a defensible space. Make sure you've cleaned your roofs off, your gutters out. Make sure that you can take care of your home, right? To make sure that when we get there, hopefully there's a defensible space to where, you know, you won't have any damage to your property. And certainly do not ever risk your life at that. If you see something, clearly make a call. If you see fire started, you suspect arson, please say something. And if you're going to have a backyard fire, there are many counties with, because of the drought, with a burn ban. Check your county first to make sure it's okay. If they are allowing burns, make sure that you have water hoses. Make sure you have equipment that you would need if that fire were to spread, to get it put out immediately. A lot of the fires are started by accident, but certainly are preventable. A lot of them are started by lightning. We're now about to be at the peak lightning season, you know, starting April, May, June. We're going to start getting thunderstorms roll in, and so we're in peak fire season. It is very important that people look out for that type of activity. And I'll tell you, as a state, we've done the same. We've done our we not only do we have the best men and women anywhere in the country fighting these fires, we do 2 to 2.5 million acres a year in prescribed fire, which is, by the way, 25% of all the fire. Prescribed fire in the United States in total. So we do a lot of prescribed fire in the state. We've bought over 100 new dozers in the last few years. We've brought our fleet from an average of 19 years old to about 14 years. We're going to hopefully continue that this year. So when our firefighters show up, they have the equipment they need. We've bought 9 more helicopters, which gives us a fleet of 10 in the last 3 years to help fight those fires. We have drones throughout the state that we can deploy on a fire to help prevent fire or to monitor it or to for prescribed fire purposes. So we've got a lot of equipment we've deployed, but the best fire to put out is one that never started. So please, if you're hearing this, be extra cautious. If your county is allowing burning, be extra cautious these days, because with as dry as we are, and this could be a really horrendous season. It already has been, but it can get much worse.
Yeah, and also check, you know, the wind speeds. We've had high winds lately. Make sure that it makes sense to do it that particular day and follow all the rules. Hey, one last thing I want to talk to you about, the farm bill. You got that all signed, sealed, delivered. Is that a done deal?
It is a done deal, Bob. We can't be more proud of the fact that now this is my fourth year serving as Commissioner of Agriculture. We have now signed four farm bills. And if you'll remember some of the past hits in those farm bills, we banned fake meat in one of the farm bills. We banned foreign enemies from buying, you know, agricultural property in the state in one of those farm bills, and many other things. We banned fluoride going into your water or medicine going into your water in one of the farm bills. This year, we did many other great things. We are providing for small communities in this farm bill not to get run over by developers. If you are a community of 2,500 acres or less and 5,000 or less population, there's 115 of those in the state, you have to have a unanimous vote to change the zoning laws or comp plan in your recommendation as we go forward. So the farm bill this year not only did that, we're protecting farmers' rights to use equipment that is either diesel or gasoline powered. You have a lot of small communities, not small communities, large cities that are liberal, banning farm equipment from being used in their cities. We cannot allow that to happen. And so this year's farm bill signed, again, it was 4-4. I don't know that that's ever happened before, but it's something because of the quality of work in those farm bills we're very, very proud of. And I'll mention one last thing. Last year we did the Farmers Feeding Florida program, where we buy that end-of-life product or product that would be going to waste from our Florida farmers, and we distribute it throughout our food banks. It's called Farmers Feeding Florida. In this year's farm bill, we made that a permanent program. So again, we're very proud of the accomplishments in the farm bill. We're very proud of the governor and the legislature help us get that together and get it signed. And we're looking forward to, you know, to continuing the progress based on this farm bill this year.
Well, keep up the good work, and it's always great to get the information and for you to be able to share with the folks that what is going on, because the whole ag is huge, and the Florida Ag Commissioner, I know it's a big umbrella, and we appreciate your time, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you. Coming up, Operation Epic Fury, Day 33. The president speaking tonight at 9 o'clock. What else is going on and developing in that area? I'll share some stuff with you coming up next on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Right on. Happy Hump Day. Happy Trump Day, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast, with every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. All right. What do we got going on? We've got the president speaking tonight at 9 o'clock. Yep. And I'm sure that he's going to address the elephant in the room, which is Epic Fury Day 33 and how that operation is going. Pope Leo, he wants it to go off the off-ramp. Pope Leo issued a direct appeal to President Donald Trump on Tuesday, urging him to look for an off-ramp to end the conflict in Iran. I'm told the president, that President Trump has recently stated that he would like to end the war. Yes. Hopefully he's looking for an off-ramp. Yes. Hopefully he's looking for a way to decrease the amount of violence. Well, that's why we're there. Pope, all due respect, It's why we're there, because a mushroom cloud comes with a lot of violence. Yeah. Thermonuclear war is something that we would like to avoid. That's a lot of violence. So that's what we're trying to do. Long-range ballistic missiles?
Oh, yeah. They're
in
violent.
The hands of these obvious radical nutbags?
Oh, no.
Cannot do it. What about the way that the women have been treated in Iran for at least 47 years? Been treated like garbage.
Yeah.
Well, I know you wouldn't put up with that, Pope. That's not part of the deal, right? So we know what you mean. You want to talk about peace. You're a man of peace, and that's awesome. And we all want peace. But there's no peace for the women in Iran. There's no peace, really, for the people that live in Iran. This has been a terrible and oppressive regime, and they're murderous. It's a death cult, and they have said they want to wipe Israel off the map. They want to obliterate little Satan and big Satan. And I'm sure that you can, you know, understand when they use that kind of verbiage, Pope, what exactly they aim to do. So, yes, the president looking for the off-ramp, but hopefully that off-ramp doesn't come short of attaining our, you know, our goals. Mm-hmm. And that is, we've got to get the current regime out of power. And so I'll say it this way. I'm sure the president appreciates your support.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, we all want an off-ramp, but we don't want to get off too soon.
Nope.
We get that job done.
We've been there and done that before, too.
Yep. One of the latest concerns, by the way, the drone networks and what Iran has, and apparently they've been really building drones like crazy, basically, and they're doing it in the basement of, say, apartment complexes in Tehran.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's some people with some expertise in this area, and they call them FPVs, first-person view. These are a huge threat, and they're saying not just in the Middle East, potentially, the U.S. homeland. They could be building them here. There could be sleeper cells. So is that something we need to be concerned about? Absolutely. Iran's got either militias or sleeper cells in the states who can, in my estimation, that's the expert speaking, already build this equipment. And the warning comes as recent incidents in Iraq highlight the growing use of FPVs. That's right, in Iraq.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll hear from the president tonight at 9 o'clock. Before that, though, maybe we'll all go outside.
Yeah.
We'll look into the southeastern sky.
What are we going to see?
Artemis 2.
Nice.
Yes. It's a launch, and it's a biggin. So we should be able to see that. 6:24 is the time, but they have a two-hour window. So hopefully we'll have a successful launch, and maybe we'll get to see it. Depends on cloud cover, but if we don't have a lot of clouds, we should definitely see
it.
Cool. Too bad there wasn't cloud cover that could cover the Apache helicopter that was seen on video visiting Kid Rock's house.
That was awesome video.
It was awesome.
It was.
And Kid Rock, what a patriot.
Oh, man. Yes.
He even calls it the White House.
White House, yeah.
Southern White House. And he even has a Statue of Liberty, more like person size, I guess it would be.
Yeah, I'd say that, yeah.
Outside, out by his pool.
So what a shot. You've got somebody with a camera behind Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Standing next to the Statue of Liberty.
Right.
Saluting a soldier in an Apache helicopter. It doesn't get more patriotic than that, hardly.
Especially when many of our soldiers are and going to be in harm's way, possibly. Mm-hmm. So you can't go off the deviated mission that you're on, training and what have you. Your superiors will not, they don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can understand why.
Yes,
you've got to follow commands. You have to be disciplined. Well, they broke the rules, if you're being honest. And, of course, they're gonna pay a little penalty for that. Suspension was put into place. But guess what? Pete Hegseth came out and said, hey, U.S. Army pilots, suspension lifted.
Nice.
No punishment, no investigation.
Nice.
Carry on, patriots.
That's just, it doesn't get better than that.
You've got to have discipline, but there also has to be a time where you say, you know what? We're going to make a slight and minor accommodation just one time for this to occur.
For some patriotism.
Yeah.
Love it.
there's a lot of people that don't, unfortunately, really kind of understand that whole
thing. Well, they don't love our country anyway. So,
yeah, or our military.
I tell them, shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the nicest way possible.
Yeah. The Chicago Bulls could have just told, Jaden Ivey to shut up.
Yeah.
But instead, they fired him.
Oh.
This guy's an NBA basketball player and a pretty darn good one. They waived him and even said the reasoning behind it is because his conduct is detrimental to the team.
Did he do something bad?
What? Was he out gangbanging?
Shoot somebody?
Was he out doing something nasty? Nope. All he did was give his opinion on the NBA and their celebration of Pride Month. That's all he did. He said the world can proclaim LGBTQ, right? They proclaim Pride Month in the NBA. They proclaim it. They show it to the world. They say, hey, come join us for Pride Month to celebrate unrighteousness. They proclaim it. They proclaim it on the billboards. They proclaim it in the streets. Unrighteousness. So how is that one can't speak righteousness? Who are they to say this man is crazy, meeting him?
Wow. Seems fair.
He spoke his truth, his personal truth. He gave his opinion. Did he say anything that was really mean-spirited, hateful, ugly? No, he just pointed out that in his opinion, this is not right. It's not right, and he was stating his opinion. And by the way, he's irritated folks before. On a different video, he said that Catholicism was a false religion, which could be a problem for his mom because she's the head basketball, the women's basketball coach at Notre Dame.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's still there, so I guess it worked out.
Yeah. So anyway, the point here is, in the NBA, there's plenty of players that have spoken out on political and religious things in the past, with nothing occurring to them. And you've got one of the most big-mouthed coaches ever when he talks about politics, Steve Kerr.
Oh, wow. Yes.
From the, Golden State Warriors. Mm. This guy, I mean, he runs off at the mouth. He hates Trump so much he can't help himself. But nobody's ever told him to shut up.
Or fired him?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really, to be classified as conduct detrimental to the team, well, all he did was cite his personal philosophies based on his version of Christianity. So you can't do that? Isn't that part of the very notion of the freedom of speech in the First Amendment?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, controversial speech is speech that needs protection. Safe speech doesn't need that. I think some people really are really missing the point because of an agenda. 9:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Coming up next, it's your turn. Things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive thoughts you share with us. We'll share with you. Brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile next on 97.3 The Sky. It's going to be another gorgeous day in paradise, my friends. Welcome to it. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time now for things that make you smile. It is 9:50 right now, 10 minutes till 10 o'clock. Yep, things that make you smile is brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Bill. What's making you smile?
Bob, you and I have very similar abilities in typing. I did very well in junior high school doing 19 words a minute with 16 mistakes. And I'm just wondering that now the kids are going back to maybe learning to type on manual typewriters. What are they going to do if they're ever confronted with a dial telephone? They won't know what to do.
Yeah, that's a That's a good point. Yeah, I think the teacher just wanted to get them away from AI and spell correction and all the other accoutrements that we have now in the modern world. And let them experience that for a little bit. Not a bad idea, right? And it makes us smile. Hey, Jeff, good morning. What's making you smile?
Good morning. Enlightenment, it never fails. When those that need enlightenment find enlightenment, everything will be so much better. God bless America.
Right on. That was very enlightening.
It was.
Good morning, Mike. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, guys. Just enjoy telling you that my youngest daughter, husband, and two of my first grandchildren are here. And we're going to Silver Springs to look down the bottom of those glass bottom boats today. They've been having a great time in the pools and enjoying anything over 30 degrees here. They're from upstate New York. Oof. Have a good day.
Yes, my pool has reached the temperature of 70.
When does it feel good? What's a good number?
80.
Is it really? Okay, that warm? Okay.
I mean, it's refreshing now, but I mean, I can tolerate a little cooler than some can, but if you want your friends to come over and play like water volleyball, you got to get it up there, up that temperature up just a little bit. Something making you smile, Greg?
Well, just kind of looking forward to this weekend. Of course, it is Easter weekend, and of course, a lot of folks have plans, a lot of time with friends and family, and we always do as well, and just kind of looking forward to it.
Well, I like that. Hey, with all these travel lines and everything and people, just stressed out. And like you say, you know, it's Holy Week and you should have a better attitude and stuff. Well, somebody had a bright idea. One man in Houston turned a miserable 4-hour TSA wait recently into a little impromptu party. He was going around handing out free shots of vodka.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, of course, only to the adults in line. And, you know, if you want to participate, you can. Yeah. But I think it lightened the whole mood. The video shows a traveler walking through the massive crowd at George Bush Intercontinental Airport with a large frosted bottle and a stack of plastic cups.
Wow.
He began pouring shots for frustrated travelers who were stuck in a line that stretched far outside the terminal doors. And, well, the move kind of was a bit practical and generous, I guess, as TSA rules do not allow bottles larger than 3.4 ounces through security. So he would have had to toss it anyway.
Right.
Well, he decided, I'm not going to do that. I might as well share it. And it turned out to be kind of a fun thing. Now, the bad news is if you had more than a couple of those, that headache that you were relieved from in line might come back to you later during your trip.
That's not good.
No.
You know, I'd say something that made me smile was when we had the crew from the ARC and Charisse Rivers in this morning. Just hearing the great news about how successful this one is already, and it's not even Friday yet, that was just awesome.
This is their 28th annual. We've had some very good years, and this beats all those.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Thanks for all of your support for ArcAlachua.org, ArcAlachua.org. We love it. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Harry Beckwith Guns and Range in Micanopy, is next. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Harry Beckwith Guns and Range in Micanopy. Attorneys for Representative Eric Swalwell, the Democrat out of California that we love to hate, demanded Monday in a letter to the FBI Director Kash Patel that the Bureau refrain from releasing decade-old investigative files involving the congressman's purported ties to a suspected Chinese intelligence operative. Yeah, this is a guy who says, hey, release all these files, and he gives his opinion on everything. But now Swalwell, he doesn't want any of this information to be revealed, to which I say, what are you afraid of? A smoking gun? And yes, indeed, my friends, that is the smoking gun. Brought to you by Harry Beckwith Guns and Range in Micanopy. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have yourself a great, awesome day. Happy Hump Day Trump Day. Watch for the president tonight at 9 o'clock. See ya.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.